It's 6:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. It could be labeled as the first political discourse of the 2020 presidential election. Texas Public Radio's Ryan Pompey explains.
Julian Castro, former San Antonio mayor, secretary of the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development for the Obama administration, and now potential presidential candidate, called President Trump's push for federal money to build a border wall an effort to mislead the American people.
He also, like many others, has tried to create a boogeyman when it comes to immigrants. Just the other day, his press secretary was caught lying on Fox News, of all places, about 4,000 terrorists that they said came through the border. They were called out on that.
Castro, speaking at TPR Studios in San Antonio, went on to say that he was an advocate of increasing security at the border.
We can achieve good border security, you know, through personnel, through investment in technology. What we're not going to do is to build a wall that is simply a political ploy by the president.
Castro, who launched an exploratory campaign for the 2020 presidency last month, plans to make an official announcement regarding his candidacy at a special event in San Antonio on Saturday. In San Antonio, I'm Ryan Pompey.
The Center for Health Innovation will be exploring the alcohol retail environment in Las Cruces at their Alcohol Outlet Summit next Thursday from 11:30 in the morning to 5 in the evening at the Elks Lodge. The Director for Prevention and Community Collaborations, Marisol Diaz, spoke with Emily Guerra about the event.
And we wanted to put this all together and have a conversation with community residents and professionals to try and find solutions. We know people are going to drink alcohol. How do we then help to reduce some of the harms? Make sure that if someone is going to consume, they're not going to have the opportunity to overconsume, but then they're also going to be safe when they're doing it. So the purpose of the summit really is to have a community conversation about how alcohol outlets impact community health and safety. We do want community residents to join us and participate and give us their feedback about what it's like to live near alcohol outlets. But also we want professionals in the field to come and also participate in the conversation. And so for that purpose, we are giving out the continuing education credits to prevention specialists and health professionals in the field.
And how long has the Unified Prevention Coalition been going on so that you could find these mapping findings?
The Unified Prevention Coalition is a program of the Southwest Center. So the UP Coalition is unique in that it belongs only here to Doñana County. It is a countywide project. The purpose of this specific project for the alcohol outlet mapping and density, that is funded through Paso El Norte Health Foundation. It's part of this nonprofit program. And under the CHI umbrella, there are a variety of different prevention coalitions, but the UP Coalition is very specific to this community and its work focuses here. Now, the Alcohol Outlet Summit is only one of several different projects that the Unified Prevention Coalition is doing. The work here revolves around alcohol, tobacco, marijuana, prescription drugs, opioid overdose prevention, and even underage gambling prevention, because those are behaviors that are attributed or related to substance use and abuse. And so going back to the Alcohol Summit, this could not be put together if it were not for a variety of different partners. There are about 35 partnerships within the community that enable the work to be done. And right now, there's a variety of different organizations who are helping in the planning process, who also help to support us, like the Elks Lodge, lending us the place where we can have an event like this. And even organizations where, you know, we are, say, renting video equipment for this event, they contribute to us a portion of the cost as well, so that it is a true community-sponsored event, and it's not just being paid for by somebody else, but rather there's investment from the community to make this happen, and that's really important. And we do have community residents and parents who are part of the coalition as well. Another main contributor or partner is the New Mexico State University Department of Geography. Under Dr. Christopher Brown, we were able to use the Spark Lab. Spark is short for the Spatial Applications Research Center. And this is where they provided students and software and computers so that we could actually map all of the calls for service and the alcohol alcohol outlets, and we could come up with the maps. If it wasn't for that partnership, this would have been really challenging. Some of the partnerships that we have are in addition to some of the other work that's happening in the county. The county itself has a prevention program, and they're doing great, wonderful work, as is, for example, WAVE here at NMSU. They're doing great work in prevention on campus here as well. And so it's not just a partnership to, you know, change what's happening in Las Cruces or in the county, but also in the different areas with different agencies. And it's a really great place to be right now.
You can listen to the entire interview with Maricel Diaz at our website, krwg.org. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.